Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to get into this. We're trying to get a hold of Albert, but his phone, I don't know if it died, but we talked to him, but then we lost him. So we're going to, if we can't get him back on the line, we'll kind of read his email, and we'll take the Ask Alex from there today. But 833-563-2539. Here's what we got from Albert, and listen to the scenario, and then let us know what you actually, you know, think. And let us know. Here's what he said. He said, "Hey guys, I'm calling because I guess I'm head over heels about this girl. About a month ago, what's going on here?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, so he's calling. He's telling this, and he says, I'm driving for Uber, and I took home a girl. I guess her name's Becca. He said it was easily probably the best night of my life. Instantly, when she stumbled into my car, she took my breath away. Well, that sounds awesome." I mean, I don't see a problem so far. I picked her up from a bar while she was out with her friends, and she was confiding in me about her friends and how they treat her so bad sometimes. Oh, that sucks. That's not cool, right? They never take her seriously, he said. It was just so special that she shared that with him. And I guess that she trusted him with that information. He thought that was a big deal.
Right.
Is that really that big of a deal? Or
I mean, I drunkenly confide in almost every single Uber or taxi I've ever had.
So. I didn't want to call you out, Liv, but I was like, you kind of share a lot when you drink. He said that he thought it was special, that was a big deal, and that he trusted her. And he said that you could just tell that she was so sweet and genuine and that, you know, that they had a connection. He said, after I dropped her off, I could not stop thinking about her. So he said, on Monday morning, I remembered where she lived. Okay, now it's getting creepy. I drove by the area in hopes that she would call an Uber for work. And guess what? She actually did. And I was her driver because, well, I was the closest one around. Every day since then, he says he'll wait by her work when she gets off.
Gosh.
Okay, now it's not going so well. She gets off around 5:30, around that time. So I know I'll be the Uber driver in the area. After the first 2 weeks I was driving her, he said that he saw that she also had the Lyft app. So he downloaded that too. So he'd always, I guess, be on there. I don't know if you can do both at the same time or not. Or
I think so. I think Porkchop does Uber and Lyft.
Can you, Porkchop, question for you. When you're driving for Uber or Lyft, can you have both on so you could pick up a ride for either one, or is it only one at a time?
You can have both on.
Okay. That'd be confusing, but I guess that's what he was doing. He said that way he could make sure that he was always, I guess, her driver. And he said she thinks she's also getting into health and fitness because she's been training for a marathon or something because she started biking to work and just doing that a lot more and not even driving anymore. I really wish we were talking to Albert to hear what his side of this is. He said that I figured out what grocery store she goes to shop at, and it's really cute because I'll go in there and I'll wait for her to get off the bike, and then I'll go into the store and watch her because she looks so precious while she's trying to pick out what soups and different items to get and salads. The reason I called in though is because I've been doing this for a month now, and I need to figure out like a way to ask her. So I guess that's why he wanted to call in for this. Yeah, he wanted to ask her out. Wow, Albert,
dude.
That's pretty damn creepy, bro.
Albert,
I wish he was on the phone. We can't get a hold of him now? Okay, dang it.
Do you think Albert should ask this girl out?
No, it sounds like Albert's stalking her. Am I wrong about this?
No.
833-563-2539.
I think this girl knows.
What do you mean you think this girl knows?
I think this girl knows what he's doing.
Hold on. Let me read. He said in the email that he picked her up once. Okay. But then he kept on doing it for a few weeks.
And she downloaded Lyft. It
which means
like,
she doesn't want him to drive anymore, Liv.
Exactly. That's why I think this girl knows what his plan is. Like, I think she knows.
Do you think she wants the plan? Is that what you're saying?
No. But if she did, then she would have just stayed with Uber. But then she went with Lyft to get away from him because he kept picking her up. And then he started picking her up with Lyft. So then she started riding a freaking bike everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we're just not hearing each other. Because that's what I'm saying. It sounds like he's stalking her now. And he should definitely not ask her out.
Right.
Because it sounds like she's avoiding him. If she's riding a bike now to get away from you for not taking a car as a mode of transportation.
Right.
I mean, maybe she's into fitness. That is a good alternative, and it saves some money. But I think this sounds absolutely insane.
Yeah, this is creepy AF. I think Albert is straight up stalking this chick, and she knows, and she doesn't want anything to do with him.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. It's Ask Alex. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think's actually going on? We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now.